We're in Simen Tov Mem Zayin, and we will be doing Sifches today. Sifches, the Mechaber and Ramah up until now have been discussing with various things that were cut before Pesach, or stored in non-kashal Pesach dishes. They were cut with they were ground in a grinder that you use for chametz as well. And he's telling us where there is a problem and where not. So the Mechaber in Sifches says, Zeisim shenizru l'chotcham b'sakin chadasha. If you took olives and you cut them with a kashal or Pesach knife, afilu lo nizru l'kavsham b'kdera chadasha, even though you weren't careful to soak them in a new keli, meaning in a kashal or Pesach pot, im eina bas yomo muteres l'kuli alma. If you used a pot that wasn't a ben yomo from chametz and you soaked them in there for 24 hours, the halacha will be that they are mutter. What's pshat? So olives are considered a dover chorif. Olives are considered sharp. As a result of it, if you cut olives with a knife that is not kosher l'Pesach, the halacha is the olives become chametz thick, even if the knife is an eina ben yomo, even if it was used for hot chametz a very long time ago. We nevertheless say that because the olives are sharp, they wake up the old taste, they revive the flavor that went off, and they make it into a good flavor, and therefore it asers. There's no such thing as bitl b'shishim, even though you had a lot of olives, because we say that even though you soak them together later, and let's say that all of them together are mixed, and they are 60 times the knife, because unless they're actually cooked together, when they're soaked together, we do not say that there's a transfer of flavor from one to the other on a perfect level, where whatever chametz was in one is now shared by all, it was diffused, in which case you have shishim against the whole thing. Meaning, let's say you cut an olive with an onion. We say that some part of this one onion may have concentrated flavor of chametz in that knife, and even if you then soak it with lots of other onions, with lots of other olives, excuse me, you cut an olive, we're talking about, and they soak together, we do not say that chametz flavor is going to spread all over the place and eventually be batel b'shishim, become so thin that it doesn't count. We will say that, remember, this is before Pesach and there's batel b'shishim. We don't say that. We say that when they soak together, if there's one area where it was concentrated, it will remain concentrated. So you never know. You cut a whole bunch of olives, you cut hundreds of olives with this one knife. You never know which of these olives were, because of its sharpness, extracted flavor, and is therefore chametz thick. Whereas, let's say you cut them with a kashal Pesach knife, but you soak them in a non-kashal Pesach pot, which was even a ben yomo, the Mechaber says that it's mutter, the reason being that when you put water into when you put the olives into water, the water neutralizes their sharpness, and it is no longer considered chorif. Not only that, but you can even drink the water as long as you strain it before Pesach, because out of fear that this pot wasn't perfectly clean. And if the pot was perfectly clean, you wouldn't even have to do that. Now, what happens if you slice the olives with a chametz knife and then cook the olives? There we would say that if you have shishim, if you have 60 times as much olive than in the blade of the knife, we would say that whatever flavor came out into various olives there will now diffuse, and they will now share, they will all share the taste. There will be an equal amount of flavor in every olive. Since you have 60 times as much as the knife, that flavor is no longer strong enough for it to be tasted, and therefore it would now become kashal Pesach. Again, we're talking about where it was cut before Pesach. Now, in a case where it was cut with a chametz knife, where mi'ikar adin it's mutter once it's been cooked, there are still machmirim. And the Mishnah Berurah says that as long as the knife was clean, if it's a question of menias simchas yantiv, where this is food that was prepared for yantiv, the halacha is that you are allowed to be mekel. Now, getting back to the case where you cut the olives with a kosher l'Pesach knife, but now soak them in a pot that was not kosher l'Pesach. So what did we say? We say that when you put the water in it, they are no longer considered charif, and therefore, even though the pot is a ben yomo from chametz, it would not make the olives chametz thick. If you left them there long enough, whereby the water itself got a strong flavor from the olive. In other words, the whole thing fermented. By way of the olives, the halacha is that that will wake up the taste and it will be able to extract even an old flavor that's absorbed into the pot and will make everything chametz thick. At which point do we say that the harifus is bottled by water? That's only if you have more water than olives. If you have more olives than water, then we would say that the water itself is still charif and will be able to extract the flavor from the pot. Now, the Mishnah in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha discusses a basic question that should really be asked here, that the Mechaber seems to be ignoring. The Mishnah Berurah has several times before quoted a Shach and Taz that hold that if you take a pot that is a ben yomo, and then you put water into it, and you let the water sit there for 24 hours. So the Shach and Taz both say that the water will not be able to absorb what's inside the pot for a very simple reason. Even though the pot was a ben yomo when you started, Kvisha takes 24 hours. If Kvisha takes 24 hours, by the time the Kvisha is over, we would say that the pot is no longer a ben yomo. How could you tell me that soaking something for 24 hours will extract the flavor? The flavor after 24 hours is nosen tam lifgam. It's off. It does not count anymore. So the Shach and Taz tell us that nothing will ever become usur by way of kvisha. So if that's the case, why did the Mechaber say here that if the pot was eina bas yoma, the olives are mutter, the halacha should be even if the pot was a ben yomo, it should still be mutter, because you have to come on to kvisha. Remember, the Mechaber's shita is that once you put the olives in water, they are not considered charif. If they are not considered charif, because if they were charif, they would even wake up an old taste. It would even be an eina ben yomo. So if they're not considered charif, they will only be considered soaked after 24 hours. So why does it bother the Mechaber that the pot was used for chametz within 24 hours? He requires an eina ben yomo, even if it's a ben yomo. By the time it finishes soaking, by the time the soaking takes effect, which is 24 hours later, this pot is an eina ben yomo. So the Bir Halacha brings the opinion of the Beis Hillel and the Pri Chodesh that they actually argue on the Shach and Taz, and they say that as soon as you pour liquid into a pot, it stops the clock on whatever was absorbed into it. Meaning, if something was a ben yomo at the time that I put the liquid into it, then we would say that 24 hours later, when the soaking is finished, the pot is still considered a ben yomo. It is only an empty pot where the flavor goes off after 24 hours. But once I have something sitting in the pot, then the flavor does not go off. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah previously already paskened like the Shach and Taz and told us that if something soaks for 24 hours, then the pot is always considered an eina ben yomo. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be said, the Bir Halacha seems to be machmer over here for another reason as well, and it seems quite clear that that's what his kavana is, although one can argue that he doesn't say so beferish. It seems like the Bir Halacha is learning that we are choshesh for the shita when you're dealing with something that is at least a little bit sharp. Remember, here we're dealing with olives that initially were sharp. It was only that they lost their sharpness when they were soaking in water. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is holding that if you leave them in there for 24 hours, if the pot began as a ben yomo, so there the Mechaber would tell you that the olives become usur, they're considered having been soaked in a ben yomo pot. But if you're dealing with a food, a liquid, that is totally not strong, it has no charifus whatsoever, and it was sitting in a chametz pot, the Mishnah Berurah would be moda that we hold like the Shach and Taz, that there's no such thing as kvisha to extract taste out of kalim, because by the time the kvisha takes effect, it's an eina ben yomo and would not be able to aser. And that's what it sounds like. In the Sharet Zion, he has another reason to be makel, and he says that there's probably shishim against the chametz that the keli absorbed. Because generally speaking, we're not talking about the pot that you're going to soak olives in is not a pot in which you in which you cooked up oatmeal. This is not a pot that generally had too much chametz. So the assumption is that you always had shishim against it. Remember the Ramos Shita is that during Pesach itself, even Nosen Tam Lefgam is aser. Therefore, this entire halacha, where you cut olives with a Pesach tikka knife and then soak them in a non-kosher le-Pesach pot, even though the pot was an Eina Ben Yomo, the halacha would be that if this happened on Pesach itself, it would be aser, because the Ramos holds that Nosen Tam Lefgam is aser on Pesach. According to the Mechaber, it would be mutter. So to summarize the halacha here, the Mechaber told us that olives are considered sharp before they're soaked, but after they're put into water, they're no longer considered sharp. Therefore, if you slice an olive with a chametz knife, that olive is considered chametz thick. If you slice 100 olives with a chametz knife, the halacha is all of those olives are chametz thick. Even though you had shishim, you had 60 times as much olive as the knife, each one is viewed independently. If you later soak the olives together, that still wouldn't help you. Whereas if you cook those olives together in a kosher Pesach pot, then we say if you have 60 times as many olives as you have knife, then it would be batel if this happened before Pesach. If you slice these olives with a kosher Pesach knife, but soak them in a non-kosher Pesach pot, so there we say that olives are not considered sharp once they're soaking in the water, as long as you have more water than olive. The halacha would be, if the pot was an Eina Ben Yomo, it is certainly mutter. If the pot was a Ben Yomo, the Mechaber is Machmir, and the Bir Halacha explains that it stopped the clock on the flavor inside the pot going off, and we added to that because you're dealing with something that is a bit sharp, since the olives began as something sharp.